Hi, I am Bruno Freitas. I am a PhD student in biomedical engineering at VILP, and I work with graphene-based materials for cancer applications under the supervision of Dr. Artur Pinto. Here I present my work in poly-DL acted co-glycolide poly-29 nanoparticles with encapsulated reduced nanographene oxide for chemophototherapy of cancer. Cancer is a worldwide prominent cause of death with an associated high number of health issues. Unfortunately, some tumors lack specific treatment targets, and thus newer, more targetable treatments won't work. Cancers like triple-negative breast cancer, which not express estrogen or progesterone receptors, and do not overexpress human epidermal growth factor receptor 2. Commonly, radiotherapy and chemotherapy are used to treat these diseases, and their effectiveness is reportedly improved when photothermal therapy is used in conjunction with one or both. Graphene materials, more specifically reduced graphene oxide, have a near absorption capability high enough that low concentrations of material under toxic levels can reach temperatures up to 39 to 45 degrees Celsius and induce cancer cell death. When used in conjunction with an anti-cancer drug, in this work ACD1, we expect to increase the effectiveness of both synergetically. To deliver ACD1, we adopt the PLGA. Poly-29 nanoparticle that encapsulates both reduced graphene oxide and ACD1. The production of PLGA poly-29 nanoparticle is done by nanoprecipitation. Briefly, PLGA is a dispersed in an organic phase and added dropwise to a stabilizer solution containing poly-29. After some time, the suspension is washed by high-speed centrifugation and resuspended to use it. These nanoparticles of round shape have an average size of 220 nanometers and wall size dispersity, and a surface charge of 21 millivolts. The results are comparable when added reduced graphene to the organic phase. The size here reaches 243 nanometers, they are not so monodispersed, and the surface remains positive at 35 millivolts. The addition of ACD1, also in the organic phase, reduces the size to 210 nanometers, so as to improve its dispersity, and a surface charge remains at 22 millivolts. The encapsulation of ACD1 is enhanced by the presence of reduced graphene oxide, from 25% for blank particles to 80% with the presence of reduced graphene oxide. Under near irradiation for 30 minutes at room temperatures, the samples of PLGA poly-29 nanoparticles with and without reduced graphene oxide present distinctive results for photothermal effects. The blank nanoparticles only have variations in temperatures due to the system normal heat output. The particles with reduced graphene in the same system converted enough light into it to vary the temperatures by 14 degrees Celsius in room temperature. The concentration of reduced graphene in the photothermal assay was lower than 500 micrograms per milliliter. In all, these results indicate that all formulations, despite having materials like PLGA and reduced graphene oxide, present a positive charge at the surface. This promotes cell membrane penetration. Biological studies now must be done to assay its biocompatibility and bioactivity in vitro conditions. Also, photothermal results were promising, and assays at the control temperature is needed. This will enable us to determine the heat production starting at 37 degrees Celsius, the temperatures in which we can conduct in vitro and in vivo assays. Hopefully, the variation in temperatures is comparable, and cancer cell death can be induced by this method. The drug in use coordinates with reduced graphene oxide, and as expected, we achieved higher encapsulation yields when graphene was present. The drug release profile will be determined in future studies. These preliminary results indicate a promising nanoparticle formulation for dual chemophototherapy. However, more experiments are still needed to confirm these findings.